Welcome, I'm Nigel, and this is Why I Love, where we remind ourselves that the first place love grows is inside us. Today, I want to teach you a short, powerful habit I call the thank you loop. It's 5 minutes a day, and it can quietly reroute the way you notice worth in yourself and in others. This episode is a monologue, a space to listen and practice along. I'll guide you step by step, give exact lines you can copy, and offer a 7-day micro-challenge so you can try it without pressure. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
Before we begin, quick reminder of purpose. We're not trying to fix everything in 5 minutes. We're planting tiny seeds. The promise today is simple. Spend 5 focused minutes each day noticing something to thank about yourself or another person. Say it or send it, then release it without expecting anything back. Small practice, big return.
So here's the big question to carry with you for the next few minutes. What if 5 minutes a day of honest thanks could actually change how you see yourself and how you show up for the people around you? What could shift if attention moved from scarcity, the voice that says not enough, to recognition of what already matters? Hold that question. It quietly opens everything.
Let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I was stuck in that old loop. The inner critic kept the spotlight on what I wasn't doing. One morning, I sent a tiny voice note to a friend, just 30 seconds, saying, "Hey, I noticed how you showed up for that kid at the park yesterday. It mattered." I pressed send, and then nothing, no reply. At first, I felt foolish. Then, 2 days later, that friend called me and said that one small message had lifted them during a rough week. But even before the call, something inside me had changed. My chest loosened. I had practiced seeing goodness and naming it. That loosened the grip of shame for a moment. That moment repeated, and those moments added up.
Why does the thank you loop work? 2 plain truths. Attention shapes identity, and gratitude trains the heart. When we notice and name what is true, a kindness given, an effort made, a quality we value in ourselves, we wire our brain to see more of it. Spiritually, this connects to the simple teaching to love your neighbor as yourself. If we can speak a short truth of appreciation toward ourselves, we practice being a good neighbor to our own heart. Psychologically, naming specifics, not vague praise, helps the brain record reality differently. It's small, but it teaches the nervous system safety. I notice goodness. I recognize worth.
Now, the practical part. I'll give you exact, copy-ready scripts for a few common formats. A 15-30-second text, a 30-60-second voice note, a one-line card, and a silent blessing for when you can't or shouldn't reach out. Each script will include clear boundary language so the recipient doesn't feel pressured to reply. Use whatever fits your life.
Try this one for a friend, neighbor, or parent. "Hey, I noticed how you listened to me the other day. It helped me think more clearly. No need to reply. I just wanted you to know it mattered." Short, specific, no expectation. If you're sending to a family member, you can add "love you" at the end, if that's natural.
"Hi, this is Nigel. I wanted to say thank you for the way you made space for that conversation last week. I noticed your patience, and it helped me calm down. No pressure to reply. I just wanted you to hear that." If you choose a voice note with someone you're not close to, keep it even shorter and more neutral. "I appreciated your help with the door. That kindness stood out."
A one-sentence card or sticky note. "Thank you for the way you show up. It matters." Or for self-facing gratitude, "Today I noticed my courage. I reached out, and that mattered." For faith-rooted wording, "I'm grateful for how God used you to show kindness today." For a secular alternative, "Your kind act made a difference today." Keep it short and readable at a glance.
A silent self-blessing when you don't want to message someone. Sit for 30 seconds and say inwardly, "Thank you, self, for getting up today. You did the best you could." Or quietly, "May I remember I am enough for this moment." These private lines are powerful because they redirect your inner script without needing external validation.
two quick adaptations for difficult relationships. If contact feels risky, choose anonymous or public praise instead of private reach out. A short note left at church, a small card at a community board, or praise in a group setting where the person can receive it without pressure. If the relationship requires repair, pair gratitude with boundary language and an offer for deeper conversation later. I appreciate that you listened the other day. When you're ready, I'd like to talk about something that's been hard for me. Gratitude shouldn't be a cover for avoiding necessary conversations.
All right, let's walk through the 5-minute thank you loop together. I'll give gentle pacing cues. You can speak these aloud, send them as messages, or simply hold them in your heart. Ready? Find a comfortable seat. Breathe once or twice.
Minute 1. Notice. Spend 60 seconds scanning for one thing you value. It could be a small habit, a kindness you gave or received, or a trait you see in yourself. Be concrete. Name the action or the quality. For example, you stayed when things were hard, or I showed up and I kept my word.
Minute 2. Name. Form a single sentence. Use the scripts we practiced, I noticed, or thank you for. If you're doing this for yourself, thank you for taking that step. Keep it simple and specific.
Minute 3. Send or offer. Choose your mode. Type the short text, press record for a 30-second voice note, write the line on a card, or say it silently. If you send a message, include a line to release expectations. No need to reply. Just wanted you to know. If you stay silent, imagine offering the thanks like releasing a small stone into a river.
Minute 4. Release. Let go of outcomes. This is the discipline piece. You practiced noticing. You named it. Now you let it be what it is. If a reply comes, welcome it. If it doesn't, that's okay. The value of the practice is in the noticing itself.
Minute 5. Breathe and plan one tiny next step. Maybe repeat tomorrow, or schedule a longer conversation if something deeper is needed, or simply close with a short phrase, I am grateful, or may this be received in kindness. Pat yourself on the back for trying. Rituals grow from repetition, not perfection.
Neighborly options and healthy boundaries. 3 low-risk ways to share gratitude. 1. Public praise. A quick shout out in a group or on social media that lifts someone without direct pressure. 2. Private note. The 15-30-second text with no need to reply. 3. Anonymous card. A small handwritten note left where the person will find it. Each option minimizes the chance your gratitude becomes emotional labor for the other person. Remember, clarity and consent matter. If someone has shown boundaries before, honor that by choosing a non-intrusive channel.
A quick 7-day micro challenge to make this real. Day 1, a self-facing thanks, one sentence. Day 2, a 15-second text to someone you appreciate. Day 3, a silent blessing for someone hard to reach. Day 4, a voice note for someone who listens well. Day 5, a small public praise. Day 6, an anonymous card. Day 7, choose your favorite and repeat it. If you miss a day, no shame. Notice the impulse and come back tomorrow. Consistency beats perfection.
Before we close, a short reflective pause. Think, when did you last feel genuinely seen? Where might a small thank you move the needle for you or for someone you care about? What boundary do you need to keep this practice safe for both of you? Hold one or two answers gently in your mind.
A closing thought. The thank you loop isn't about performance. It's about retraining attention so that dignity and worth become our default view for ourselves and for others. Over time, the tiny habit builds a different nervous system response. Less scarcity, more recognition. That's the work of love in small moments.
Thank you for spending these minutes with me. If this episode helped, consider subscribing so future practices land in your pocket. Share the episode with someone who could use a gentle ritual. And as always, love who you are and watch the world change. Love who you are and watch the world change.